This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, Mindful Awareness Research Center. This is our Thursday collaboration with the UCLA Hammer Museum. And just very, very happy to be here with all of you, as usual. Just make sure, please, that everyone is on mute. We're here together to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So I'm thinking a lot about what many of us are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and that is interacting with family members in tight quarters, or some of us it's being alone and but still having interactions with people through Zoom and such. And so I'm guessing, if I'm psychic, I would say it's not easy. Of course it's not easy. We're under an enormous amount of stress. And just in the same way, the pandemic is kind of showing us the ways in which our system has cracks, in which there's the disparities of income and the ways that the health system isn't working and the ways that that there's the poverty is coming up very clearly as negative factors for, people are able to write, it looks like. So I just got a little distracted. Sorry, I'm just learning to be as present as I can here on Zoom. But the ways in which the cracks in which our society are being revealed, those same cracks are being seen in our own individual lives. So it's kind of like a microcosm and a macrocosm. So all the ways that we had, you know, some issues with our kids or with our spouses or with our roommates, they seem minor when the world is bigger, right? When we can go out, when our children go to school, but when we're all home alone, they're much, much bigger. And so my invitation to you is just, first of all, to remind ourselves to bring compassion to yourself. There's that famous old adage, which is, under stress, we regress. And we're all under stress. And if you're feeling like you're acting out and you're yelling at your child more than you wish you were, or doing something that you later regret, I just want to see if you remind you to bring compassion to yourself. It's a very challenging time. I got mad at my daughter. We fight a lot over bedtime. We did before. We're continuing to do it now. It's not like I've suddenly become a perfect parent, hardly. So bedtime is a big issue for us. And the other night, she's staying up later and later. I don't know if some of you other parents are having that experience, but she's staying up later and later. And I was so tired and I was putting her to bed. And then she's like, wait, one more thing. And I just kind of lost it. And so in that moment, I said something I wish I hadn't said. I can't believe you're up so late. I can't remember what I said, but I yelled at her. And then I stood there feeling like really, really frustrated and angry and sick of it and sick of the entire situation. And I just was in it for a moment. And then I shifted into, okay, practice with this, Diana. Like, this suffering moment is a mindfulness bell reminding us that it's time to practice. And so I just came and I checked inside. I could feel my heart racing, my stomach clenched. I was really, really upset. And I just brought kindness to myself in that moment and said, you know what, you don't have to do this perfectly. You're not a perfect parent. Nobody's a perfect parent. And I just put my hand on my chest and I took a breath, and I brought some loving kindness to myself in that moment and some forgiveness. And after I did that and I calmed down, and then I turned to her and I said, hey, I'm really sorry. And I feel bad about talking to you in that way, and I shouldn't have done it. And I think that's a thing I want to point out, is we can always repair. No matter what we do, we can repair. And sometimes it's just the act of saying, I'm sorry, right away, in an authentic way, in a meaningful way. So we're going to practice today, loving kindness practice, and a little bit of connected to forgiveness, and we'll see what evolves. But these are the tools that are so important in these times, that we're compassionate to ourselves, especially for the ways that we are not being our best selves. And nobody really is, because you can't under these circumstances. So I just, maybe to begin, if we could all just take a breath together and just recognize that we're not our best selves. It would be highly unrealistic to imagine that we would be, although of course there are tremendous acts of bravery and compassion being shown during these times. But living under social isolation, social distancing, quarantine, these are tremendously challenging times. And just as we sit here and as we go into this meditation, see if you can, in your mind, give yourself a break, whatever that means. You might say something like, I'm doing the best I can. Not that we can't improve, not that we can't repair, not that we can't do better, but I'm doing the best I can, and I'm doing okay. Just take a breath and settle into that possibility that we are all doing the best that we can. And now let's notice our bodies present here on the chair or cushion or bed, or maybe you're standing up, wherever you are. And notice your body as it is. Notice whatever is happening. There's heaviness and lightness and warmth and coolness and tingling, comfort, discomfort, contraction, release. When you turn your attention to your body, what do you notice and feel? Maybe there's areas of unpleasant sensation, pleasant sensation, maybe pain, pleasure. What is obvious to you? Just breathe and see if you can allow whatever is here to be here. Noticing your feet on the floor, your legs on the chair, couch, just feeling the support. Noticing our bodies. Maybe we've been holding a lot of tension, and now as we bring our attention here, we see that tension, feel that tension. Just letting it be. Also letting it unwind, softening around it. Now notice your chest area, heart, emotions. Notice what's present for you right now. There could be anything present. Fear, joy, sadness, connection, openness, loss. See if you can make space for whatever you find. Holding this with awareness. Letting whatever is here be here. including nothing at all. Oftentimes, there's not that much we're feeling in any given moment. Letting yourself be exactly as you are with kindness. Can we bring kindness to it? And breathe. And then shifting your attention to your mind. Can you notice if you're thinking particular thoughts? Maybe perseverating on something. And how is your mind feeling? Are you feeling present and alert, distracted, sleepy, caffeined up? What's happening in your mind right now? If it's obvious to you, it may or may not. Once again, allowing whatever is here to be here. So now we've checked into our body, our emotions, our mind. And it's a really nice practice to do just that amount or even more quickly in the midst of the day. We can notice our breath in our body, feeling the rising and falling of our abdomen or chest, or sensations of your air moving through your nose. And if the breath sensations aren't obvious to you, the rising and falling, or in and out, maybe the sounds around you are obvious. Just listening to the sounds as they come and go. Or feeling your breath rising, falling at your abdomen or chest, or the in and out sensations at your nose. So staying with that, we're just going to do this for a couple of minutes because I want to shift to the loving kindness practice. But this is so helpful for centering and concentrating our mind a little bit. And so we stay with the breath or stay with the sounds. And then if your attention wanders, which it likely will, we can say thinking or wandering softly in our mind and then return attention back to our focus, back to the breath or back to the sounds. Let's do this for a few minutes. So we're going to shift now to the kindness practice, to cultivate kindness for ourselves primarily, and also for others. And as we do this, just invite you to see what happens. For some people, cultivating kindness feels really easy and you've been doing it for some time, or as you try it, it feels like easy to connect to. And for others, as you do it, you might feel like it's hard, or I'm not experiencing kindness for myself. And just know that that is part of the process. That if you're not experiencing kindness as you cultivate kindness, you're getting to see what gets in the way of being kind to yourself. And we bring actual kindness and awareness to that which gets in the way. And I'll show you what I mean as we do this. So let's start where it's easy, bringing to mind someone you love. Someone, when you think of them, you get happy. This could be a family member, child, baby. Could be animal, dog, cat, other animal. Doesn't have to even be someone you know. Could be someone you admire, respect. Could be a best friend, teacher. Someone you read about, but someone when you think of them, you get happy. And it's easy to think about the good qualities of this person or animal. So bring them to mind. Have a sense of them, see them, feel them, sense them here with you. And think about the good qualities that they have. What makes you smile when you think of them? You might notice that you are smiling, and there may be a sense of warmth, openness, spaciousness, that this is happening naturally. And this is it. This is kindness that we can have fairly easily for someone we care about. It's a little harder to do it to ourselves, but let's start with this person or animal. We can say some words. You can use my words or use your own. May you be safe and protected. May you be safe and protected. Really imagine this loved one or this person being safe, or animal, safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. Can you imagine this person or animal you're working with being happy, at peace? May be healthy and strong. You can imagine that. Sense it, feel it. If you can. May you be at ease. May you be at ease. Imagining that, sending these words. Anything else you want to say to this loved one, say it now. And now check into your body and mind and notice how you're feeling. Body, mind, emotions. Might be some warmth, some openness. Just feeling, letting that feeling of kindness be there. If it's there, if it's not there, just notice what's here. You can be okay with whatever is present. So now let's imagine that this loved one, this person, this animal, they turn around and they send the kindness back to you. See if you can take it in as they say words to you like, may you be safe and protected. You can imagine that, taking it in and being safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. may be at ease. Taking in these well wishes and noticing what that is like. And we might shift over if you want. You can either stay with that or even stay with the first one, sending it out. But if you want to try sending kindness to yourself right now, imagine as if your heart were just pumping out kindness and it's moving through your body. We can say, may I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. Or may my health improve if I'm not healthy right now. May my health improve. May I be at ease. So as if our heart could pump out the kindness through our body, saying whatever words you want to say. May I know I'll get through this. May I weather this time with ease, with patience. May I know I'm loved. And as you're saying whatever words, say what you want to say to yourself right now. Just allowing whatever feeling is coming. Or no feeling at all, that's fine too. Just notice what's here. Breathing. And if you're not feeling kindness towards yourself, or you're thinking, yeah, right, or I don't like this, or whatever it is, we can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this with awareness. May I hold this too with kindness. And see if that's possible. You don't have to feel loving, but you can kindly hold the absence of feeling loving or feeling kind. Just notice what that is like, being present to yourself right now. And now if you wish to send kindness to yourself for something that you've done this week or recently that maybe you don't feel so great about, like yelling at your kid or anything else, see if you can send some kindness to yourself right now. Saying whatever words you want to say. It might be as simple as, it's okay. I was doing the best I could. May I be safe and protected. May I weather the ups and downs with ease and balance. I'm not a perfect parent, but I'm okay. Or a perfect spouse or colleague, you fill in the blank, but I'm doing okay. Breathing and sensing. And if emotions are coming, see if you can just hold yourself with that awareness, with kindness. For whatever I did, can I bring some kindness to myself? And I can repair it the best I can. I'm just noticing how you're feeling right now. Let's now imagine that this kindness moves from ourselves and out into the world. So sending the kindness that you've been generating for yourself. Send it out and share it. And imagine that particularly all of the people who are so affected by this pandemic, by health situations, by just imagine sending kindness to them. May you be eased. Where there is suffering, where your suffering be eased. May you be healthy and strong. And we can just imagine hundreds of thousands of people who can receive our kindness, and millions of people, and ultimately billions of people who can receive our kindness. Maybe they feel it, who knows? Sending it out. Sending out wishes for healing, strength, equanimity, peace, intelligence. And now especially send kindness out to all of the people on the front lines, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, so many people risking their lives. You may be one of them. Sending out gratitude, compassion, wishes for strength, for ease, for well-being. Sending it out as far as you can imagine. And take a pause to recognize that there are hundreds of people right now and later in the future who are also sending this kindness out. And that you're also a recipient of everyone's kindness. Can you take it in? Let's check back with ourselves. For whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness, with awareness. Take another breath or two. Thank you so much for practicing today. And I'm just thinking of all of you all over, and we're all in the same boat, right? We're really seeing how similar we are these days. So please check back with us. We'll be here, check back with the MARC website for upcoming events. I'll be teaching a class on mindfulness in challenging times coming up. It'll be like a 4-week class. And there's so many more things that we're offering, retreats, drop-ins, workshops, programs, classes, trying to support you, trying to bring as much mindfulness as we can as a mental health solution for these times. One of many, of course. I will see you next week, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.